Chatterbox.
The Chatterbox. Skravlebøtta. Chatterbox.
The Chatterbox.
The Chatterbox.
Ooh, Chatterbox.
Hello.
I was so hoping that was the one with voices on it.
It's a gamble every time. Still there. You never know.
I was so hoping. I'm like, that, I hope that has the voices.
I think we know the words. Kate is Eric, I know, yeah. But
I have them memorized for sure. After all these long, many years. How many years has it been? 18?
So many years. Yeah. 20?
I think 7 or 8 in June or July.
Is yeah. it? Yeah, yeah.
Well, how long have we been in the house? It's been like about 16 years we've been in the house.
Wow. So we've been doing this 16 years. That's unreal. Feels like it. Feels like 16
yeah.
years.
Yeah. Yeah. We're only on episode 93.
Oh my God, that's right. But it is still May.
We are on track. We are yeah. on track, actually.
It still. Is still May.
We've done pretty good.
Yep. That's a month.
Probably because there's not really anything else to
there's
do.
There's nothing else to do. Oh my God. That's all right. That's a fair point.
Yeah. But it's keeping us on track. Maybe this is what it took. It yeah. took a pandemic to get us to 100
that's all.
This year.
You know, these things happen.
It's, you know.
I know Mike has to leave the house, but I mean, I don't really do that at all yeah. anymore, which is interesting. Like, my car keys are in a storage on my desk.
Oh my
now.
God. Well, yeah, I feel like it's weird. I feel like everybody else is going through more of a pandemic than I am because I go to work every yeah, day and come yeah. home. So, like, the stuff that's changed is the ancillary things, like, you know, going to a bar, or going to dinner or whatever.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm, like, out constantly. So, and even on the weekends, we go running and all, like, or hiking. Like, we'll go for a hike all day, you know? Because yeah. I mean, there's nothing else to do anyway. so might as well go do a hike, you know. But like, it's weird. I feel like everybody else is more trapped than I am. So
yes.
maybe I don't feel the effects as much.
Do you see it in their eyes, like when you see them in the grocery store, the people who
the
you
sadness.
Know have vomit?
Yeah,
yeah. This is like the terror in their eyes tells you they haven't been out of the house in a month.
Yeah, yeah. No,
that's
for sure.
me. That's like 100% me.
Yeah, like, and like
everyone is a germ. Everyone is going
to
kill me.
Yeah, like I don't go to like stores a lot or anything. Like I usually go to a small store. We go to Trader Joe's for food shopping, you know, and ours is yeah. pretty small here. Mm-hmm. And they limit it and all that kind of stuff. So it's like I'm not really going to like Walmart with 50,000 freaking people in it or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, no.
I'm just like, you know, and I don't even go out to lunch or anything when I'm at work. You know, I just kind of eat in the shop or whatever. It's pretty chill. I think I've been to Wawa twice in the last 2 months, which is insane. And one of those times was today. Only because I had to get like money out, which was weird too. I was like, wait, cash, what is that? It's weird.
What are you gonna do with that? No one will take it.
It was for work for something, but I was like, oh, that's weird. It's yeah. a very, very strange time.
So there's a
yeah.
So there's something cool that's popping up here. There's a few we don't have any drive-in movie theaters, but there's a few kind of I guess I'll call it pop-up drive-in movie theaters that are appearing, which is neat and very attractive because mm-hmm. gets you like we don't have a movie, can't go to a movie, we can't go yeah. out to eat. Be able to go out and do something sort of is nice. So the only thing is got to wait for a good movie because the movie tomorrow is Trolls.
Oh God. Trolls World Tour.
Yeah. So hopefully they show something better, but yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, we have drive-in movies here, which is really fun, but
oh good.
But, all the new is going direct, isn't it? Is that better?
Yeah, they're all going. Oh yeah, actually you're not breaking up at all. Yeah, because all the movies are going direct to video, direct to
yeah,
streaming
nothing's
anyway.
Actually being
yeah.
released, so it's only going to be old stuff really.
Yeah. Yeah, but it would be cool to see like a resurgence of drive-ins, you know.
I would love to.
We have
I love
one
them.
Here in the lower mainland. It's a lot of fun. You can go mm-hmm. and you tune your car radio in and they're always double features. Mm. So
yeah,
cool.
That does sound fun. Yeah, I think it would be a good way for people to get out at least, you know.
Yeah.
Or even outdoor movies. Like this time of year, I think it'll be okay because people can get outside more and do some things.
Mm-hmm. So, and I don't know about you guys, but like it seems like there might be some light at the end of the tunnel because we're kind of starting like the first phase of kind of opening stuff up again. So,
yeah, we're in like New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, all like right around all of them. They're all kind of doing the same thing.
Pennsylvania. So, I mean, of course, you know, as long as there's fingers crossed, knock on wood, there's no, you know, second waves or resurgences or anything, everything goes smoothly.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully.
In our province, it's been amazing. The tracking has been amazing. Like, they've been so good, honestly. Mm-hmm. Our numbers have been really, really low. And we've been so lucky here. I mean, I think there were, what did they say, 2 new cases yesterday?
Oh, wow, that's awesome. I mean, yeah.
We're down to, like, single digits at this point. We're just waiting for the long weekend shenanigan backlash to kind of hit and see how that goes. But we're on phase 2 here now, so... I mean, you can get takeout from the restaurants and you can go and sit in, but I think they can only have like the far restaurant we usually go to has 30 tables. And I think they can seat 5 right now, five tables. So, you know,
that's not bad. At least you can get a few people in and maybe you develop some outside seating and things like that. And, you know, so hopefully that helps. I'm hoping we get to the point where we can do outside seating soon, at least start that.
Yeah.
You know, because it's nice this time of year to sit outside anyway, and it'll give everybody a little relief and help the, you know, bar owners and stuff at least get a little something going.
Yeah, they've been really good here with letting you, if you do takeout, you can do liquor takeout at the same time.
Yeah.
So if you order a takeout meal, you can get a bottle of wine to go with it and all that kind of stuff.
We can do that,
And even mixed drinks and stuff,
Yeah.
I think they started
I'll take a thermos of rum and Coke to go, please.
Yeah, exactly. Can I get a gallon of margarita?
You know what I find really interesting? Yeah, I know, a gallon of margarita. Isn't that Vegas? But what I found really interesting is all of the ways in which businesses have been able to all of a sudden accommodate us in ways they could not accommodate us before. And so I wonder how going forward, I hate that term, it's going to be when you say, well, can you please, you know, renew my car insurance over the phone? And they're like, no, I'm sorry, we can't do that. You're like, but you did it for me like in 2020 in March. So how come you can't do it now, right?
Yeah,
so
it's weird. Like how many things might change because of it just in general, like even the just offices in general, like why does everybody have to be there all at the same time?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that the there is a theory behind a lot of ideas coming from people passing in the corridors and having that social interaction with people that you don't get if people are at home.
That's true. Yeah. You have to have some interaction.
Yeah. And, you know, like for people, that's the thing for me. It's like, when is it like, I got to go and find a job. And to do that, it is a, can I get a job just working from home? Because that would be ideal.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So. There's going to be a lot of people, I think, reassessing, and a lot of people who thought they were super duper important in their role in their office or workplace really are finding out that they're not quite as essential as they perhaps thought they were.
Yeah, it's funny how that works out, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So maybe some of those salaries will shift, but.
Yeah, I'm not holding
probably not. Yeah. but I will be interested to see how businesses. Whether or not this loosening of the policies continues going, you know, as we move forward, or if they go back to their corporate shenanigans.
Yeah. Well, I'm just glad the great toilet paper shortage is pretty much over.
Yeah. I think we're out of that.
Because that was pretty annoyingly stupid.
It was very stupid and annoying.
Where is all that toilet paper now?
Well, now you don't have to worry. Nobody's buying any because all the idiots bought it all already.
but where is all the toilet paper? Like, they bought pallets.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. These morons went out there.
Toilet paper. The hell is it now? Like,
yeah.
They got closets full.
Just like every third house, every second person you know has a shed full of toilet paper.
Yeah. So now they're not having to buy it. So now it's like actually resupplying again. You feel like a normal person when you walk in the store and you're like, oh, I need just a couple rolls of paper towels. I can get those.
Yeah. But it'll be like, you know, the paper towel coming. Charmin, after an amazing second quarter, is now showing losses.
Nobody's buying any ever again because they have an entire warehouse in their basement of paper goods.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of, that was really the only kind of annoying thing early on, was that kind of weird stuff. You know, it's like, all right, come on, guys. Like, what are we doing here? I feel like things have settled down a little bit in that sense, thankfully.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, people are even driving a little more calmly, we noticed today.
No, it was the exact opposite I've noticed the entire time.
Oh, really? Everyone here was driving like, I mean, they normally drive like psychos, but they were driving like complete psycho. One was so aggressively trying to get to where they were trying to go. And then now we noticed today that people seem to even be social distancing in their cars, which was kind of nice.
Well, the traffic's still, I mean, it's not anywhere close to normal yet, but
no,
or close to what it was previously. But yeah, when it was super, super light a few weeks back or a month ago or whatever, you know, when everything first went, it was this combination of people driving like complete fucking idiots as fast as fucking possible everywhere. Mm-hmm. And people driving as slow as fucking possible everywhere in the middle of a lane or in the left lane or some dumb shit like that. And I'm like, just both of you get the fuck off the road, because neither of you need to be here. And I'm just trying to go back and forth to work and stuff.
Essential services. You should get a light for the top of your car.
Oh my god. And we were doing a lot of running on the roads, because for a while they closed all the parks and stuff and all the trails, and right. I'm like, well, all right, so I guess we gotta run on the road and, you know, run a lot of miles. Like weird people, but you know. So it's not like, you know, I just go out and do like 2 miles around the neighborhood. I mean, like, you gotta like find some roads, like if you're doing 20 miles or something for a fun run.
That's an oxymoron.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fun run.
Yeah. So that was a little weird in the beginning. There was a lot of like, there was way less cars, but way worse drivers.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty shitty combination. Now it's kind of settled down to all the normal shitty drivers. But not as much traffic, to say the least. I mean, it's reasonable. You know, it's definitely like probably 40% of what traffic normally would be.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's nice here because, as you, I don't know if you guys know, we live in the flight path.
Oh yeah, that's right.
To YVR, right?
So,
and we're only one of four airports that are still taking international flights in Canada. But the traffic is, it's not like a new plane every, you know, 8 seconds coming in. It's like one every hour or two. So it's been like, one comes by and you're like, hey, what's that noise? Oh, it's a plane. Wow, okay. Because before you just were like, it's like living next to a subway, right? You just don't hear it after a while.
Yeah, it just becomes,
I just mentioned that because one just went by. It's very odd, it's very weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when we get back to normal, everyone in Richmond's going to be going, there's so many planes. It's awful. We can't hear ourselves thinking.
Well, you know what? You probably won't even notice, because it'll so slowly ramp up, because it won't just be one day where it's just on. It'll just be like, oh, and there's a couple extra flights today. Oh, there's a couple extra flights this week. You know, it'll so slowly, you know, gradually go back up again that you won't really even, it'll just be the background noise again. You won't even notice it.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, this corporate decision to turn everything back on. I don't know about you guys, but I got things saying, due to COVID-19, here's a message from our president. And I was like, please, God, now every single person, every single mail list I'm on, I'm getting an email from stop. And then I got nothing for like, I was like, this is really weird. I haven't had an email today. This is really strange. And then last Tuesday, they all started again. It was like, was in charge of that, Colkey, was it you? Whoever's in charge of that.
Yeah, I didn't really need to
just
see.
Just like flip the switch.
Yeah, I didn't really need to see every single business's COVID plan.
It was stupid.
Yeah, for like honestly. Online retailers, I'm like, I don't really need to see this.
Yeah, it was dumb stuff that like honestly, like they had no reason to send anything. Everyone felt like they had to send an email.
Yeah,
for some reason.
Yep.
And we just got flooded, and I'm just like, stop.
Well, thankfully, I don't ever read any of my emails. Well,
so, no, but just more stuff to delete.
I don't even delete them right now on my phone. What do I have? Oh, God. 12,161 unopened emails.
I can't do that.
Delete all. No, me neither. I don't like unread things.
Sorry, I just added four more.
So that's why
let's send them lots of emails.
That's why I like Gmail, because most of the crappy emails go into the like promotions tab, and that I never look at.
Yeah.
Right?
So, well, this is just the ones that don't go to that.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, I don't. Maybe I just don't get that many emails, which is good.
Yeah, we're not that. We're not Mike level of popular.
Or maybe you just like actually go through them.
I do go through them.
No, I'm definitely not that popular.
Yeah. Anything I do get, I archive every day.
Yeah, I don't. I never do. Yeah, that's the problem right there. Yeah. So I'm probably years of unopened emails in there. Like I scroll through the subject and I'm like, oh yeah, this is important. Let me open this one and check it.
Yeah. And
then if it's not, it just stays unopened.
Once in a while, I log into his emails and I log into Dave's emails and I clean them up because I unsubscribe to stuff he subscribed to that he doesn't even like. There's 600 unread emails from Machinery Unlimited.
Oh,
and I'm
Jesus.
Like, all right, well, clearly
you're not going.
We don't need that anymore. Yeah. But that,
yeah, clearly this doesn't matter.
And don't feel bad that I'm reading my husband's emails, because I'll say to him, he'll say, "Well, did you see that email the accountant sent? Oh, you should forward that to me." And I'll be, he says, "It's in my email. Just go and read it." And I'm like, I don't read your email. Being your emails. like I do a daily survey of his emails. No, I have my own things to do. Who's on your glass? That looks like a Disney glass.
Oh no, it's actually a Fallout glass.
Oh, okay. Well, then I won't know.
Ooh, it's a Nuka Cola.
Yeah,
it's a Nuka Cola glass.
Am I freezing up like crazy, or am I okay?
Not as bad as it was when there was video, just off and on.
Yeah, much better now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. That was my ER impression.
Yeah. Okay. Now it's gotten way, way, way better. God, I can't read that. I'm trying to read something that's very tiny. This is a problem. See, so I could use glasses. Oh, I have glasses, obviously, as you're looking at this.
You're like, literally are wearing glasses. For those of you who can't see Michael.
Oh my God. Yeah, I literally wear glasses all the time. Like, my eyesight's not terrible. Like, I can read the screen right now without and I can read street signs, all that kind of stuff. So, like, I could use bifocals, though. But the problem is, because I run so much and run on trails and stuff, like, I can't wear bifocals. Because
your eyes can't focus.
I can't because I need to look down all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I can't wear bifocals. Like, I'll trip on my face, and that's way worse than not being able to read a receipt. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, so.
What I do now is almost all of the time I spend my time looking at the. I said today, the other day, I can't remember the last time I looked up. Like, all the time now, I'm just watching my footing to make sure I don't fall on my face.
Oh my God.
Yeah, creeping up on 50, I really miss my eyesight. I really, really do. I'd like to have it back, please.
Yeah, same here. I'll be 47.
Wow.
In a couple weeks.
I'll be 50 in January.
Oh, really? Yeah, see?
And that's a pretty good celebration, because I don't know if you guys know this, but my surgiversary just passed on the 20th of May. Cheers to that, Michael. Cheers. Yeah. I have a glass of wine. 15 years with these heart valves.
Nice.
Yep. I'm not giving them up anytime soon, so.
Nor would I. I'm
putting up with my shit.
Yeah, nor would I. Oh, gosh.
You know, like I said to the cardiologist, she's like, you should go to the gym more. And I'm like, you should tell other people to drink more. Look at the shape I'm in.
Oh, God. I did start drinking more during this whole thing.
Yeah, I'm down 10 pounds actually, which I'm really proud of.
Oh no, I was up like 7 or 8.
Yeah, I see. I feel like people either gained a bunch of weight or lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah.
I applaud anyone who was able to lose weight during this time, because basically my attitude was just like, fuck this, let's eat stuff.
We're all gonna die, just eat, drink whatever the fuck you want.
You know, like, it's smoking just like, when you're in a, I don't know, you're in like a sour mood, you know, DoorDash is so easy to get.
Yeah, oh, that's true, it's true. Well,
we haven't been able to go to the pub, so I've been doing things like making a pub lunch. So I'll do like a bacon cheddar burger with a spring green salad and french fries and gravy, you know, But by the same token, we're busting our asses in the garden right now. So we're planting a lot of food. Yeah. A lot of work. Yeah. So.
Well, I went through a weird thing because like back in March, I was getting ready because April, I was supposed to run the 100 mile or in North Carolina. So
that's
I was kind of ramping up to that. So then like I kind of realized right away, I'm like, oh, this isn't going to happen. So I'm like, I eased back on everything. So like, I mean, for like sane people, I was still, you know, running a good amount of miles, like 30, 35 miles a week. But for me, it was like a big cutback. And then I was still eating a ton and then drinking beer every night too, because there was nothing else. So mm-hmm. Then I was like, wait, now I've gained like 8 pounds. What the hell happened? How did that happen? Oh yeah, I had a beer every night. Oh. Oh, that's right. And I eat a massive dinner. That's right. And I had the, you know, vegan ice cream every night.
And an after-dinner sandwich.
Yeah, just it's because. Like, oh, that's why. That's why this all added up so quickly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I made Dave a full dinner last night, and then he was digging around the kitchen. I'm like, what are you looking for? He goes, I don't know, something to eat. I said, you just ate a full meal, like 20 minutes ago. Oh, right, I forgot. No. So anyway, well, we spent a lot of money on booze today, so that was fun.
Oh yeah,
alcohol to keep us drunk for at least a week.
Yeah, we stopped over at the local brewery that's actually like literally right around the like a block and a half away, 2 blocks away. So we've been going there, right, picking up stuff a couple times a week just because
with your growler.
They can stuff. And then they have the crowlers, which are the can ones, like the 32-ounce cans or something like that. So, yeah, we've been doing that like a couple times a week, just, you know, supporting the local business.
That's nice of you. We're trying to do that. I mean,
it also caused me to gain weight.
Yeah, well, that's the problem, right? Those IPAs are a real killer.
It's true. Yeah, yeah, it's true.
They'll give you moobs.
Yeah, that's true.
If you drink too much IPA, you'll get a set of moobs.
Yep. It's true.
Dave's buddy is a brewer from Germany, and he used to always say, beer doesn't make you fat. It's the snacks you eat while you drink beer. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think quite that you know how it works, actually.
It's also a beer.
Yeah, it's a little of both. Yeah, it's a combination of the two. It is the combination. It's definitely the combo. But yeah, the beer will definitely do it though. Oh gosh. So we're excited about that
right now.
Stuff.
It should be ready tomorrow, so I'm super excited about that.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Well, what? It snowed like 2 weeks ago here, right? 2.5 weeks ago. Remember that Saturday where it was super cold and it snowed? It snowed in Central Park. Like 2 weeks ago, it was like 40 degrees on Saturday.
No, he hasn't been out of the house.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, see, I was outside all day. So, yeah, maybe it was worse for the people who were outside.
Is Central Park even still there? How would anybody know? Prove it.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Could be a big crater for a while.
Yeah, that's a good point. Fair enough.
A big crater. Have you also been watching dinosaur shows on Discovery?
Oh, you know what I started watching? I tried to start watching Naked and Afraid.
Oh, yeah. XL or the regular one?
The regular one. And it just, there was something about it that just wasn't working for me. It was like almost gratuitous. Not the nudity, like whatever. But like.
But the suffering?
The what?
The suffering?
No, like the, I don't know, what they needed to do to survive or whatever. Like, I don't know. It was just weird. I'm like, the more I read up on it and where they are and how they film it and stuff, I was like, this really isn't like that interesting.
Yeah. So there's the Naked and Afraid XL, which kind of has a bit of a survivor
I did like XL.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. The little I think there's going to be a new one soon.
I want to watch the, like, I only saw parts of it back last summer, I think, when it was on.
Right.
I was up in Connecticut for that 30-hour race and ended up watching it in the hotel there. So I thought that was pretty cool. So I would like to revisit the XL. So if the XL is back on again, I would definitely do that. And I think I like Alone better than Naked and Afraid. I don't know why.
Which season of Alone are you watching?
Well, I've only seen the early ones that are on, what are they, on Vancouver Island or something.
Yeah, yeah. Where you can't start a fire because there's way too much moss.
Yeah. And everything's wet anyway. Yeah. Like, yeah.
They do try
wet.
A few different concepts over the seasons, and some of them work better than others, but the original...
The original's pretty really... good, yeah. And they're all, yeah, obviously streaming and stuff now, so... But, yeah, it's just been one of those where I've been bouncing around, trying different things, seeing, you know, different times of day, watching different things, depending, you know, sometimes you want something for background and sometimes you want to pay attention to something kind of thing.
Yeah, and sometimes you just want something lighthearted that, like, there's a lot of really, you know, these really dark shows that were really popular for a long time, making bad and all kinds of things. And I think right now that's maybe not kind of what a lot of people are looking for. They're looking for lighter fare.
Yeah, I kind of agree. Yeah.
I started watching, well, this is not a show I'd usually watch, but I watched Too Hot to Handle on Netflix.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, how was that?
You know, I watched the whole thing. It was fine. It was entertaining. So it's where, you know, a group of, you know, young men and women are on this island, and they're not allowed to, basically they're not allowed to kiss or have sex or do anything, and then they get fined, like they have a pool of money, and then like anytime they break the rule they get money taken away. So it's like all these like sexed up you know, people, and then they can't do anything.
Yeah.
So, interesting.
I don't know. It's just stupid, like.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like one of the
reality
Netflix
trash.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's, yeah.
Like what was it? Love is Blind or whatever. I watched that. That was good. Mm. Same thing. Kind of trashy, stupid. You know. Netflix.
Sometimes
there's so many of them right now. Like 90 Day Fiancé. Yeah. There's so many of them right now. If you really like those shows, there's a show on RHAP called Purple Pants. Purple Pants Podcast. And it's Bryce Isaiah, who was on Survivor, and he talks about a lot of those shows, like 90 Day Fiance and all of those shows like that. Love After Lockup, all that shit. And he's super super, like, he's just a hoot just all by himself. So, and he's really inspirational. So if you like those fun
trashy
shows,
yeah,
listen, you can listen to Purple Pants Podcast.
Oh god. Yeah, so I guess we're talking about TV. Wait, what's the Good, the Bad, the Weird movies?
Oh, this is a movie that was on Netflix called The Good, the Bad, and the Weird. And it was on Netflix? I think it was on Netflix. I should have written a note about that. Sorry. Hopefully it was. Let me look. Sorry. It is a Korean film. And it is about these bad guys and a good guy, and there's a treasure map. It's subtitled, and they're looking for a treasure, and there's a lot of, as you can imagine, fighting that's really awesome and great to watch. So that one, I think it's, I believe, sorry, let me just check real quick. Good, the bad, and the weird. Give me a job. Look how fast I can type. I can work from home. It'll be great. No interview needed. let me see. It's a South Korean film. Yeah. The story of two outlaws and a bounty hunter in 1940s Manchu rivalry to possess a treasure map while being pursued by the Japanese army and Chinese bandits. And it was a lot of fun.
Cool.
So if you can check it out for sure. And that's pretty much the only movie I think I've seen. I can't remember, but I think.
Oh, I saw, speaking of Korean films, I saw Parasite, which was excellent.
Oh, I just watched it.
Did you just watch it?
Yeah.
It was so good.
I loved it. That was great.
Yeah, so good. Awesome. Parasite is so, so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're late to the game, but yeah, just excellent.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's good. It was like one of those things like I meant to watch for a while. But,
yeah, same here. It was on the radar. It was just a matter of sitting down and fully having time to pay attention and watch, because I knew I'd have to fully pay attention to it.
Right.
We did try and watch Hobbs and Shaw one night.
Oh, we saw that.
Oh my god.
No,
I made
you
it
didn't do it?
No, we made it like 5 minutes. I was like, man, this went movie.
To see, I do believe, on my 25th wedding anniversary. Does that sound right?
Oh, really?
Right, yep. Oh, no, it was my 24th wedding anniversary. So it was okay.
Oh, my God. It was so bad. Like, I couldn't even get through. It was, like, we were both like, what the? Like, what? It was like, no, nobody was paying attention. We're on our phones. I was like, all right, we got to turn this off. This just sucks. Just did not, it wasn't working, unfortunately.
Well, if you look,
but I mean, like,
for a good shoot idiot movie, that's a good, like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, like, I completely understand why people enjoy them. It's perfectly fine to enjoy. There's nothing wrong with it. I just like, it was like, whoa, this is way worse than I thought it would be. Like,
yeah,
this is worse than like Roadhouse. At least, yeah. Like, I find Roadhouse more entertaining, but
or Skyscraper or any of the rest of them.
Oh,
but this
God.
One is extra specially stupid. Like, it has effects in it that are, you're just like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh no, no, no. There's like a car driving and it's going off a cliff, and there's a tow truck that's holding on to it on the ground. The tow truck's on its front wheels, and the car is off the ground, and then there's a helicopter holding on to that, pulling it over the edge of a cliff, but nobody dies. Nobody goes over the edge. If you drive fast enough, you can make anything happen. I have learned from that movie.
That is true. That is true. Just go faster. That's it.
Just look confidence. Just do it.
I mean, good on them for you know, going forever with that franchise. You know, whatever. Just definitely not for, wasn't for me at that time, at that moment, on that evening.
Maybe it's a Saturday morning thing.
Yeah, maybe if it's a different headspace, but I don't know. I just don't know if that's for me in general, but that's perfectly okay because a lot of people enjoy it.
Well, I didn't. It wasn't my choice, really. It might have been Dave's birthday, but I feel like it was my anniversary. I think there was a Quiznos sub share in the parking lot of the movie theater.
Oh, my God, Quiznos.
And that movie. I feel like that was my 24th anniversary. Nothing. It was amazing. Just that's the way the plan shook out.
There you go. Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
And then I think I went to dinner at my stepsister's house. That's why. It was my fault. I'm the worst wife in the whole wide world. But it's my 25th anniversary coming up in August, and I don't really think we're going to get to go anywhere. Because
yeah,
remember, we were going to like come to New York in June. Go to New York in June. Oh, maybe not so much.
Anyway, so. That's true. All that kind of stuff is all on hold for now. So. So you have been watching.
See if I can squeeze into my wedding earrings, and then we'll have a party in the backyard, just the two of us.
There you go. So you've been watching Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I was listening to the Good Place podcast, and Ted Danson, who is the wife of Mary Steenburgen. I'm not sure how many syllables there are after the Steenburgen.
Anyway, yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so she is in. He was going on about how he was in Vancouver season, which made me laugh, and that he was here because his wife was filming this show called Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist, and I knew nothing about it going in. So Dave and I started watching it, and it's this, I don't even know if I can do it justice. It's kind of like Soundtrack, She Refused To, except for all the actors in it sing and dance. So you've got people from all over Broadway. You've got a couple of people from Glee, you've got a couple of people from, so you know, like a couple of people from Pitch Perfect. So there's a group of really good group of talented people here. And the story in essence is about this girl who has an MRI, and then she can hear people's heart songs. So she can hear them singing, like all of a sudden it becomes like a three act, like singing and dancing and everything going on around her. But she's the only one that can see it. And the song they're singing is what they're truly, truly feeling. And throughout this process, she has a father. Well, not an episode of this show went by that I did not snot ugly cry myself on the couch. And Dave, too. Yeah. I mean, Dave is a big guy. He's like becoming one with his feelings during the pandemic. I will tell you this. He cried during this show a number of times. And it was just because it's just beautifully done. And I'm a daddy's girl. And it was just such a beautiful, beautiful story. And if you have not seen Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist, get yourself a big box of Kleenex and watch it because it is beautiful. I loved it so much.
And there you go.
So anyway, singing and dancing and crying and singing. Oh, and what's her face from Gilmore Girls is in it. The one that Lauren, what's her name? She played the mom.
Lauren
Graham.
Graham, there you go. Yeah, she's in it. She plays the boss. She plays Zoe's boss. And so you get to see her sing and then dance on a couple of times. So it's really good.
Cool.
It's really good. Watch it, please. If you won't watch soundtrack for me, watch Zoe for me, please.
What is the game on? Why do I not know that?
What soundtrack is?
No, Game
It's a show on that. Oh, Game On. Game On is the replacement for Survivor is now done, and I'm so sad. Because now I don't know what day it is anymore because Survivor is over.
Oh, jeez.
Game On seems to have taken its time slot, and it is. I thought, you know what? What the hell? I'm just going to record it and watch it because what else do I have to do on Wednesday nights? And it's hosted by Key and Peele. Which one? Key, the tall one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That would be, tall one would be Key. Yeah.
Doesn't have Academy Awards, okay?
Yes.
He's now doing the show. Okay. So Key hosts it, and Vanessa Williams is one of them, and Gronk, I assume football, if his name is Gronk.
Oh, yeah.
They have a competing team, and then I don't know if it's every episode, they get different comedians on their team, and they have to do like a series of answer skill testing questions. They have, like, on the last episode, two of them on the team had to try to push the world's strongest man in like a tug of war kind of thing, but it was a pushing contest. And so the thing is, I would never normally watch this, and I would think, God, that's so stupid, I'm not even gonna bother, because they've tried this kind of thing with like a really famous person, you know, like The Rock's doing one right now called Titans or something, and I wouldn't normally bother with it, but I laughed my ass off watching this. They had a soccer kicking competition, and they had a famous pop stars come out. The famous pop stars were Mark McGrath, Macy Gray. Oh, wow. Like, Macy Gray can't even walk properly. How the hell is she going to kick a soccer ball?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, and if she has a neurological disorder, I just feel really bad, and I'm sorry. But so it was, you know, people like that, and it was just quite hilarious. But I laughed. We laughed so many times watching this, so. You know, if you need something really dumb that will make you laugh, try Game On. And Ozark. So we watched the first season of this, but we haven't seen any more. Should we continue, Rob?
Well, I'm behind you, so you tell me. I just started it, so I'm gonna be like halfway through the first season. I really like it, though. It's like
some fabulous characters, right?
Yeah, really well. Like, really good story and characters. Definitely heavy show.
Yeah.
But I kept hearing about it. I was like, all right, fine. I'll watch it. But yeah, no, I really like it a lot.
I like how they include the kids in the storyline. Like, they're not trying to, like, on Breaking Bad, they were always just hiding everything from the kid.
Yeah.
In this show.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Tell us what's going on. So
yeah, cute. I like that about that. Like, it's not like, oh, they're going to hide everything. Like, it's pretty interesting.
The whole family's in it. Yeah.
It's good. I like it a lot.
It's such an interesting part for both of them, because they're both, like, Laura Linney and Jason Bateman are not necessarily known for these. It's Laura Linney, right?
Oh, Lauren, is that her name? Yeah.
They're not necessarily known for these super dark roles like this, especially Jason Bateman, but this one is, you know, serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen Ozark, but it's like one of those ones that's always on my radar to want to start, because I really like Bateman, and it looks really good. So, yeah, I think it's definitely on the agenda. And
let's do an intro cast where Michael's never seen it, but me and Rob have.
An intro cast, yeah.
The Ozarks, we'll call it. No.
The Ozarkers? The Ozarkians? What's Mythic Quest?
Yeah.
So, actually, this is a show on Apple TV Plus.
Oh.
I don't have Apple TV Plus, but I've...
You're able to access it.
I have heard about, so the I heard really good things about the show, and it's definitely for gamers. It's basically an Office Place comedy about a company who makes like an MMORPG. So I actually think you would really like it, Mike. It's by Rob, what's his face from Always Sunny, McElhenney, is that his name? That guy.
Yeah, I think it's something like
something like that. But the guy from Always Sunny, and it's actually what's his face, Charlie Day, also. Not in it, but he is like a writer,
like a part of it.
Yeah, he's definitely part of creating it. So, you know, kind of take the minds from Always. So if you like Always Sunny, and you like, you know, games. It's funny. I really, really actually like it a lot. Really well done show. And it had to, for me to watch the show that is on Apple TV Plus, it must be good to have gotten back to me. It seems like it's probably one of the only worthwhile shows on that service. So, and they even do something really interesting. It's not a spoiler at all, but one of the episodes basically just has nothing to do with any of the completely separate story, different actors and characters. It very, very loosely ties to the show, but it's very neat. Something that like most shows wouldn't do. And it's only a half hour show and there's 10 episodes, so you can kind of blast through it pretty quick. And they actually just, I didn't watch it yet, but I'm like halfway through the series or more than that, but they just released a quarantine episode recently. So. That I've heard was very good. So, absolutely recommend. Like, if you obviously like Michaela, you will not like the show at all. Probably not. Not be interested. But if you have any interest in, like, it, you know, if you were a fan of like The Office and you like video games, you'll love it, I think.
Oh, that's awesome! I will definitely put that on because what I've been doing is. Like getting a subscription to a different network each month. It's like we did Epix for a little bit to check out Pennyworth and War of the Worlds and stuff. And then switched over to Acorn and did David Tennant show, Deadwater Fell. I checked out. It was like three or four episodes. He's kind of like it's kind of like a mystery. Murder mystery kind of thing in it. He's good in it, but yeah. So just checking out different networks, different things. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. It's a fun way to do it. You know, you watch a few shows, you switch to another network, watch a few shows. You know.
Yeah.
Well, Disney Plus is making it damn near impossible for me to get it to not get it.
Oh yeah, I mean that. I feel like is
between that of it all, I'm done. I don't know anything.
Oh, I did watch finally the Imagineering story. The whole thing.
Oh,
that
yeah,
was really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried that. What's the prop one? Prop Culture.
Oh, yeah.
I did not like that at all. Like, yeah. I know people really like it who are into it, and which is cool. I just, the host was really boring.
Yeah. I want more Imagineering Story. I hope they do more of those.
Yeah. The Imagineering Story thing was really great.
Mm-hmm.
So. I enjoyed that quite a bit. So, but it's a bit Pennyworth. Yeah, finished that up. Was on Epix. You know, I really liked it in the beginning. It's kind of like, it's kind of set in this alternate universe, 1960s London or Britain, actually. I don't know if it's actually London. Like this, right. It might be in like Manchester or something like that. But it's like this alternate universe, 1960s, you know, where. Yeah, kind of Gotham-esque, where you know there's these heightened villains and stuff, not to the level of like Joker or anything like that, but like a fascist subculture coming up and all this kind of
thing.
They're
almost scarier than the Joker, quite
yeah,
frankly.
It's a little closer to what could be a reality, but you know, you can tell it's like it's an alternate reality because they had Zeppelins in the sky in one episode. Which I feel like is the marker of every alternate reality.
That, I
in the
swear,
world.
Yeah. I think Fringe did that too.
Yeah,
or
that's like
that.
Everybody's go to is like, you know, we'll do. We'll
Doctor
put a
Who
Zeppelin
has done
in the
that.
Sky.
Fringe
yeah.
did that. Yeah.
Alternate reality.
Ooh, look, a Zeppelin in this.
Must be alternate reality. Yeah, yeah. But it was really good. It starts off kind of like as a he's almost like a spy thriller in a way, you know? And then in the middle, it kind of gets a little jumbled and lost and a little bit, I don't know, there's like a little like supernaturally. And then at the end, it kind of brings it back a little bit. It gets a little more back on track and it's kind of back into that semi-spy thing again. And it's pretty solid. So overall, it was good. It could have used like two less episodes. And it didn't have a lot of episodes.
It felt like it was being
what's that?
Written by two different, like one part of the story. Oh. It almost felt like one part of the story is being written by one person and the other part of the story is being written by
I agree. A less, more... Yeah. Now that you say that, yeah. Yeah, now that you say that, that's kind of exactly how it felt. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. But yeah, now that you say it, it felt like two different writing teams did it.
Yeah. With very different ideas of what was happening.
Yeah, yeah, with like completely different ideas. I wonder if like the first few episodes were done as like a pilot almost, and then something else. But it was like, you know. Mm. But it, overall, it was solid and enjoyable. Agatha Raisin is on Acorn here in the U.S. I think it's on Sky TV in the U.K. if I'm not mistaken. But I think it's picked up by Acorn permanently now. But it's like a. So Ashley Jensen is the star of it. She was in Extras with Ricky Gervais. She was his friend in Extras, his female friend. So she's like this PR lady who, you know, does super well for herself and retires like in her mid-40s and moves to like some small town in the UK. And then somehow it's kind of like a Jessica Fletcher-esque character. But it's very light and funny, and the characters are all just weird enough where they're hilarious, but not weird enough where they're not believable. So they're right on that edge of hilarious and too over the top, but they play it really, really well. They ride that line really well. So it's like super light, super fun. You know, it's like a murder mystery every week, but really light and, you know, nothing heavy. All the characters are super likable. Yeah, it's just like a really good, fun show. It's a nice palate cleanse, let's say. From you know, it's not too heavy. It's really enjoyable. You laugh, and you're just like, oh my god, what are they doing now? Like, oh my god, and it's like just light, quirky humor, and it's like hits just right. So I really like Agatha Raisin a lot. But that's pretty much all I've been watching. And, of course, I've been watching Murder, She Wrote. But
you still have some left?
I'm rewatching from the beginning.
Oh, wow.
And listening to, shout out to, anybody else watches Murder, She Wrote, Cabot Cove Collective, going through the entire series.
Wow.
Good podcast.
Is that your podcast?
Absolutely not. I am not doing a weekly podcast about Murder, She Wrote. That's way too much work.
Do they know about you and your second rewatch in as many years?
Yeah, probably. I'm catching up. They're like season like three.
You could probably be a guest star on a show like that.
An expert in the intro-cast world.
Yep. Yeah. A Jessica Flexpert. That was pretty good.
That was a good one.
Okay, I watched a show on Netflix that they're probably peddling to every female, even possible, called Sweet Magnolias. It's based on a book series. Britney Spears' little sister is in it. Also, the girl who you think might be Amy Adams or maybe Isla Fisher, but isn't either one of them because her name is actually Joanna Garcia Swishler. And she is like... Which one? Okay, there's three of them now, so this is a problem. I think it's a cloning situation for I personally. Yeah, this is a situation where there's three ladies. They're all best friends. I got the relationship you all wish you had with me because it's not real. They've been best friends since high school. There's romance. There's kissing. There's boys. There's family. The ending is terrible. It's very, very. I wonder kind of if they were maybe in the middle of filming and then shit went sideways and they couldn't finish.
That's a good point.
Because it just kind of ends and there's like a tragedy and you see half of it. And then what would be like the next episode? Because they couldn't, it couldn't have been a cliffhanger. Like I literally tweeted, okay, Steel Magnolia, that shit wasn't cute. Now bring, where's the proper ending? Because it was like, huh? But I also found that every episode, like abruptly, like oddly, like it'd be like two people having a conversation and then it, the credits would come up. So I think maybe they had a certain amount, just tried to edit it to make it like fit into 8 episodes or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just to get it to
and
work.
And then they didn't really, that's how it felt. Anyway, so I will forgive them due to the pandemic, but that is it. Yeah, I mean, it is a really sweet series. It really is. If, you know, cool. If you want something to make your heart go pity pat and might have been written by Hallmark, then this is the show for you.
Oh, man.
Well, you know what? There's nothing wrong with a little romance.
Nah. I mean,
every look, once in a while.
I think everything's fun right now. Everything's good right now.
Yeah.
Nothing too heavy, just some fun stuff. Some Agatha Raisins, some Sweet Magnolias. Some Love is Blind. Some.
You don't need the Pennyworth or the Ozarks. You don't need that.
Yeah. Yeah, Pennyworth, I think, was separated from reality enough where it wasn't too heavy.
Oh, I don't know about that. There is some very gratuitous physical violence in the show.
There is, but I think it's just, it's a little, it's heightened enough where it doesn't feel real because it's in that alternate world.
Yeah.
Whereas I think if it was like, you know, 1960s London, period, not, you know, alternate history.
Yeah.
Zeppelin,
yeah.
1960s.
Right.
I think it would feel a little more, much darker. You know what I mean? But. Yeah, I get what you're saying. No, there was definitely some, like, it was way more violent and gratuitous than I thought it would be, actually.
And the same thing happened in the Batman Kid one, too, Alfred, where, was it Alfred? No, it wasn't. It was Gotham.
Oh, and where, Gotham, yeah.
Oh, God, Will Smith, what's the wife's name? That's so sexist and terrible, I'm sorry, but I deliberately go out of my way to
Jada
forget
Pinkett.
This woman's
yeah.
name. Yeah, Jada thank Pinkett you, Jada Smith, Pinkett, yeah. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's right, she was in the Jada early Pinkett. Season of that, oh. right?
Okay, when her eyeballs pop out of her head and she steps on one of her own eyeballs to prove how tough she is, I was out. That was it. That was the last scene of that movie show I ever watched, and I was done. Nope, thank you. Fuck off. That's what I said to that. Mm-hmm. I felt a little bit like that when I watched Pennyworth.
I completely get that. Completely get that, yeah. For sure.
I'm just, you know, what, Rob, you're a blooming flower. What does it say in your song that... that you wrote about
delicate flower.
See, I also feel that I am a delicate flower when it comes to that kind of gratuitousness. I'm not really into amputations of things. Leave people's eyeballs where they are in their heads. That's kind of where I stand. I'm taking a stand. This is a hill I will die on. Hopefully with both my eyeballs in my head. So we've been watching podcasts and books and theaters and movies, and there's been lots of really good theater actually that you can watch online because the British National Theater is putting online. You can watch, go to Broadway.com and you can watch Phantom of the Opera and, you know, there's all sorts of, you can watch like the entire production of Phantom of the Opera.
You
filmed
probably
on Broadway stage.
Shouldn't though, because it's really bad.
It's like the most gaslighting thing the whole world, and then there's even one made after it about I'm not watching that. I don't have time for that shit. And I think it might be even more gaslighty than the first one. Poor Christine, somebody save her. Honestly, save
well, and it's her. Like the same song for 2 hours.
What are you talking about? It's yeah, it is literally. Have you, that's Andrew Lloyd Webber thing. That's just what he does.
Like, there's what, 2 songs in the whole damn thing?
Sing like... once again with. Yeah, that's it. That's all I get. Rob, would you like to sing a strange duet with me?
No. Okay.
Come on.
I saw it once in a theater, and I was like, "Dear God, this is boring as shit." And I enjoy musicals.
Yeah, like, I saw it in the theater.
Yeah. Like, I'm not a musical hater whatsoever, but it was like, this is torture. What is this? It was not good.
I can't wait for you guys to see Come From Away. Please have a chance to go see it. It might be harder for you guys being on the East Coasty New Yorky side of things because it is about 9/11. But, oh my God, it's so good. It's amazing.
Wait, they made a musical about 9/11?
It was about the people who, the plane that landed in Canada.
There was like 7,000 people landed in Gander, Newfoundland.
That's what
in
it was, Newfoundland,
day,
yeah.
Which doubled the population of the town. And they were there for a week, and the people of Gander led them and housed them and clothed them and all the stuff, and they wrote a musical about it, and it's fantastic. It's called Come From Away. Huh. And I saw it here. As soon as I got home, I downloaded the soundtrack. It's so good. It's beautiful. Yeah. So if you get a chance to see that when it comes to New York, I think it's in New York. Come From Away. Go see it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Lin-Manuel Miranda went to see it, and he was blown away by it. I was like, well, if he likes that, then. And my stepmom went to see it in New York, so when it came here, she got us tickets, and we couldn't even get tickets all seated with each other. We got individual, like, seated around. It was that popular, and it was so, so good. Yeah, I loved it.
Speaking of Lin-Manuel Miranda, Hamilton is going to be on Disney Plus on July 3rd.
Yeah, take my money.
Yeah, which I mean, I've seen the show, but not the original cast, and there's really wasn't a way to see the whole show, right, with the original cast, unless you went and saw it. So, I'm excited.
Joe Briscoe, do you still have a copy of that video, Kelly Joe Briscoe? Do you? Somebody put the entire performance on YouTube.
Did you know that,
Rob?
Taped
it in the theater of the original cast.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather see
professional. We stayed up till, obviously, but like having at least gotten to see it,
sure,
even that little teensy bit was like,
yeah. So
I have to yell out to Dave, I hope you don't die in the pandemic.
Great.
You just sneezed. Yeah. You know that the term bless you comes from when it literally mean, I hope you don't die of the plague. Like some people started to say bless you when people sneezed. It was like, in essence, I hope you don't die of the plague. So now that's what I just say that. I hope you.
It is a weird. Yeah. Die of the
plague when people sneeze.
Every time I think of sneezing and what we say, I'm like, it's just kind of weird. But if you really think about it.
Yeah. It's very strange. Yeah.
But it's just we just do it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shit that's weird if you think about it.
That's a good point. Try not to think about things anymore. Yeah. Everything's too weird. Oh, my God.
He's still sneezing. Okay. Podcasts, books, theaters, and things. So, Tour for Muggles. I think I talked about this when I went to England 100 years ago, and I went on this walking tour of London called the Tour for Muggles. Clearly, it's a Harry Potter nerds like me, but these people who do this are now doing a podcast because they can't do walking tours. So they're doing a Harry Potter podcast, and it's called The Wanderlust, a Tour for Muggles. And it's available on iTunes, available everywhere on Tour for Muggles. And I had a really, really fun time going on the walk with them while I was there. And then they sent me an email to tell me that they had this podcast. I've listened to about 3 episodes, and it's been really fun. They talked to like a woman that works at the London Zoo about where they actually filmed the snake scene in episode 7, you know, like kind of stuff. So they're real super duper Harry Potter nerds. So if you are too, check them out.
Is it like something that you want to listen to while you're in London, or
not at all? It's about they talk about filming locations. And they talk about, you know, like rumors behind those filming locations and whether or not they're true or they're not, and you know facts like that. And then they have different on and talk about different aspect filming locations pretty much. So yeah, and they love her. I mean, these are 4 actors for a living do tours of London, and they're each like, there's like they have the last names of like one of them is Hagrid's relatives, and one of, there's Newt's, there's a Scamander, and there's a house, the all different houses and stuff. So it's a lot of fun. So those guys are really good. So check them out. And that's really the only new podcast I've been listening to.
Yeah, I haven't been listening to any because I'm not commuting. So
there you go. Yeah,
that's where I usually listen.
That's true. Yeah, since I still actually go to work, I still listen to podcasts. There's new horror podcast out called Bat and Spider. This focuses on more of kind of like B horror movies from all different eras. Driller Killer was the one episode. Video Violence, I think they did today. Veronica, Glenn Danzig's movie that recently came out, they did last week. And the hosts are Chuck Forsman from, you may know him as the creator of The End of the Effing World and I'm Not Okay With This. And the wonderful Dale Andrews of Interview with Podcast Vampire, which is a Tom Cruise retrospective podcast. So they go through, they're going through different horror films each week that neither of them have seen previously. Some older ones like Driller Killer, 70s, and some newer ones, obviously. But all kinds of like, but it's so fun. You don't even have to really watch the movies to enjoy it. It's not ironically enjoying them, like, they're actually fans of the genre, so it's not like this fawning love fest. They critique them properly, but it's not all ironic humor or anything either. You know, it's really genuine, so enjoy it quite a bit. Movies That Changed My Life, which is actually the official IMDb podcast, the first one. Ian is the host of that. So basically, he has on a different, actor or director each week, and they bring up three or so movies that changed their life. He sat on recently, it just started like a month or so ago. Joel McHale was one episode, Elle Fanning, and Kevin Smith one just dropped today. And all those were really, really good. Joel McHale one was super good. Elle Fanning one was good. She talked about Neverending Story and how that affected her and stuff. So, and Grease, actually, which was odd. And Kevin Smith was super good, of course, because, he's so used to, doing that kind of thing.
Does he just tell one story and that's all? Like,
he goes over three movies, and, it's super smooth and good. He and him also know each other, so it was a very easy rapport, so. It was a really good show. So definitely check out Movies That Changed My Life. It's really good. Ian's a great dude, and hopefully it does well. And the third podcast is my podcast that just started this week. And it's called Will Run 4. And it's not on anything
money.
Mostly drinking and eating crappy stuff. So it's just four people getting together who have fun and talk. It's very light. And, whether you're just starting out or, you do stupid running stuff like some of us do, or you do 5Ks, or you're just, it's very light, very airy, very just easygoing. Nothing like, it's not like technical or anything like that. We kind of talk about the ancillary things surrounding it, like, the travel, the fun things we listen to or watch or whatever, all that kind of stuff. So right now it's on Spotify. Hopefully it'll hit iTunes in a couple of days. So
sweet. Anybody on it we know besides you?
No, actually, nobody would know. All three first timers. So my editing the first night was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? In your new digs, we can see out your window so we can tell how late it's getting.
It's dark.
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Can you?
There's a light. Your window's over the other shoulder.
Oh, because it's the widescreen camera. Oh, Jesus. That's why.
Like, don't you know where your window is?
Yeah. No, it's dark out. It's dark.
Yes, it is. It wasn't when we started, but it is
dark. No. Some of us go to work in the morning, so.
Sorry about that. Move to Canada.
Oh man,
we actually made it to the end pretty quickly.
Yeah.
One more thing under podcast. Can I go?
Yeah. What is GGS 309?
I was asked so generously and lovely to appear with the girls of Geek Girl Soup on episode
3. Oh, okay. Geek Girl Soup. That makes sense. There you go.
Awesome. The episode is Michaela and the Pandemic Movies.
That's awesome.
I did not know that they were doing pandemic movies, which worked out well for me because I probably wouldn't. It's not really up my alley at the moment. They talked about Outbreak, Contagion, and Zero? Patient Zero, maybe? And they talked about those three movies. I'd actually seen Outbreak in the theaters in like 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I just did the Michaela Chatterboxy thing, and then I got off of there, and they talked about those movies. So if you want to go into the ladies and hear a little bit more of exactly the same that I talked about here, probably, you can do that over at Geek Girl Soup on episode 309.
Yeah,
and
definitely. Always check out Geek Girl Soup.
Inviting me to you, yeah. Because, you know, yeah. Yeah, always check out Geek Girl Soup. But especially, you know,
309. Especially 309. Yeah, exactly.
There's me.
Oh, God.
And you know what's been terrifying? Dave and I have been watching the Amy Schumer Learns to Cook show.
Oh, really?
Everyone's running out of things. So we're down to the Amy Schumer Learns to Cook.
Oh,
her husband is a professional chef, and he's teaching her how to cook while they're in quarantine.
Hmm.
And Dave's like, well, I'm going to watch it, but I don't really like Amy Schumer all that much. And we came to the horrifying reality that Amy Schumer's humor is very, very similar to mine.
Oh, boy.
We're almost the same person. I said to him, well, if you don't like Amy Schumer, honey, I got bad news.
Oh, God. Oh, you know what I've been doing a lot of during now is watching a lot of TikTok. Because it's so stupid and light.
No.
It's like easy, mindless, stupid fun.
Are you learning a dance?
Nope, not learning a dance, but I'm just like, I can just flip through these. It's like 5 seconds of, you know, me laughing at something.
That's why Vine was so good.
You need to learn a dance.
Yeah. Yeah, basically it's, you know, Vine essential, you know, similar thing. Yeah. There's some people do it better than others. You know, there's some real interesting accounts that are real creative. There's some just silly ones,
mm-hmm.
and I've kind of curated it. So like anything I mark anything as not interesting that is like remotely not fun. I'm like, I don't want anything but just light, stupid fun. That's what I want.
Yeah. Nice.
So that's what
we've been watching this light, stupid fun video called Think About Things. And it was projected to be the winner at the Eurovision Awards.
Oh God.
And it's by this band called, it's D-A and then like a maybe an O with an accent on it, and I have a lot of trouble with Icelandic language. I apologize. I'll post a copy of the video in the group. Dave and I have been listening to it every single day since the 5th. Rob, I think you're going to really love this song because the way that it's laid out musically is so hard to learn. Because I think it's been translated from Icelandic to English. And it's a song, actually, it sounds like a love song when you first listen to it, but it's actually a song about their 5-month-old baby and how they can't communicate with baby because it doesn't talk. The song is called Think About Things, and it's all about, baby, I just want to know, what do you think about things? Believe me. So he's singing a song to his 5-month-old baby about how he wants to know what the baby thinks. But I'll post in the video, and I am going to tell you right now, this is one hell of an earworm. You will thank me for it. It's the best thing you're going to hear. So if you want giggles, watch the live video, because there. Speaking of dances, this is how I got into this, Michael. There's a TikTok dance here. Dave wants to learn to do the dance.
Nice. That's amazing. That's amazing.
But I'm going to post it in the group right now. So.
Cool. All right. Well, I don't have the outro music handy, so we'll pretend we're hearing it.
Ba-dum.
Ba-dum.
Well, it's been really nice to talk to you guys again.
Yes. Another month. Can we hit June? Can we make it 3?
Everybody go down and watch lots of good stuff.
I think we're going to do it. In fact, I'm going to put on my calendar right now.
Let's put a calendar on for June. We'll do June.
End of June. Yeah.
Sounds awesome. Well, thank you everybody for listening.
It's been lovely.
Yes.
Another episode in the bag.
Thank you, everybody.
Yes. Woo! Countdown to 100 continues.
Yes.
And then we explode.
100 watch.
The world's slowest countdown to 100.
That's okay. Hey, sometimes it's quality over quantity. Oh, wait, but not in this case.
This is neither quality nor quantity.
I'm not even going to do the division of 7 years and 93 episodes, so. Or is it 6 years?
Okay, but I'm going to share I'm going to tag you in this video on Facebook or on Twitter because I want you to see it that badly.
Okay, do that. Okay. Yeah, don't do it on Facebook because my account's deactivated. So.
Well, because you're not there, so yeah. That wouldn't be very helpful.
I wouldn't have seen it anyway. Okay. All right, everybody.
All right. Bye.
Later.